And now Damon is downstairs. He's got the headset on. And I don't know if you feel like you dodged a bullet or something tonight, but you did a good job to make a great comeback in the second period, Damon, and hang on in the third to win the game 3-2, five straight victories to start this season. And it certainly was a hard-fought win tonight.
Yeah, it was good. Important for us to go through some games like that. We haven't been in that situation. And, yeah, I don't know if I'd quite use dodge a bullet, but, you know, I liked our start. I thought for the first 14, 15 minutes of the first period, you know, we controlled play. We had a couple good chances. The first few weeks we scored there early and it just felt like a much different game. We had a couple of good chances we didn't convert on tonight, and then they had a 4-minute stretch where they popped two, and we hadn't been in that situation. So it was good for us to go through that with being a young team and respond to some adversity. You know, our special teams, again, a huge impact coming back. And I thought just a lot of sacrifice from some guys. Aiden Wright blocking shots, Diego, Gus. I can go on and on, chat. So I thought a real good play on our back end. You know, I still don't think we gave up a lot of grade A's. We're giving up too many goals with not giving up too many grade A's. So we got to continue to tighten up there.
Yeah, you did a good job killing penalties tonight again. Power play not so good. 1-for-11 with the odd man tonight. A couple of two-man advantages in there. You did score on the first one. They really, I was impressed by the Nanooks, though. They seemed like they had a really good game plan. You could tell that Dallas Ferguson's watched some film on the Lakers. He cut off a lot of your passing lanes when you tried to set up on the power play, and they cleared the puck down the ice and really frustrated the young Laker players several times, especially in that third period.
Yeah. Did we have one or two power plays? I thought we had two power plays.
Well, I thought you had two, but they got you for one here. I thought Humans had one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I thought we had two, but regardless, you know, 11 chances. We had some chances in that game, did not keep it a one-goal game with some special teams, some power play chances in the third period. So, yeah, a lot of credit. I thought they're a very good hockey team. You know, we watched their film, obviously. They just beat Mankato. They come. They can skate well. They apply a lot of pressure to you. So I thought they played well. And like you said, maybe they deserve a little different fate, although I still thought we generated some good offense. But, yeah, we want to cash in on those. You know, it's a one-goal game. You get a couple chances, and I didn't think we had good looks there, so that's the frustration a little bit. We had decent zone entry and then didn't get a retrieval after we got there, and then never really got set up after that. I thought faceoffs had a big influence on special teams, too, on the power play. We didn't win enough faceoffs to get clean possession and get set and get a good look at it. So credit to the UAF. You know, I thought their penalty killing was very strong.
Yeah, I thought it was, too. And, you know, it's strange tonight that you won the bulk of the faceoffs in the game, 27-21. You won in every period, but you're right. When it seemed like the bear down time when you got the power play, we didn't win the draw, but we won most of the rest of them. When you're even strength, we didn't seem to have any trouble at all. But, you know, that's a young team, too. They'll make those kind of mistakes. And, man, a lot of penalties in this game tonight. That disrupts the flow, too.
Yeah, it is. Almost like going back to that first weekend. And, you know, it is tough. I didn't think they did a bad job. I get a lot of their calls, and I understand what they're trying to do. But you just wish at times, you know, that they would see it a little differently, I guess, or, you know, you don't see it the same way. So, you know, I like certainly last weekend better, where there's not as much special teams, and we can use our depth to play with some speed and get some guys through there. But it was different for sure, and I think the hard part will be, I think I kind of anticipate now that Saturday we'll be back to that Michigan State Saturday after, I think, 23 chances, and we had 7 or 8 in the whole game, or 11 maybe total, 7 and 4. So, you know, we just have to be ready. We have to be mentally disciplined to read off the refs tomorrow. You know, I thought we gave them a chance to make a couple of calls. You know, the Jake Hand one, you have a stick between the legs, and they certainly, you know, helped that out. But smart play by them, and you just can't put yourself in that situation. So we've got to be a little bit smarter that way and a little bit more disciplined that way. And we got to play better. I didn't think it was our best game for sure. I give them a lot of credit. I thought they won more battles than we won. I thought they were a little bit more desperate than we were. And I expect us to have a better effort that way tomorrow. Night.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit now about the fact you've got 9 points in the standings, which is pretty darn good at this point in the season. It moves you temporarily into a second-place tie with Minnesota State. Last we looked, the Mavericks were leading 4-1 against Huntsville in the second period at home. I would assume they might go on and win that game, but Mitchie was up. But still, I think it was 1-0 in the third period. So anything could happen there. But 9 points is pretty darn good through three games. That's winning all three of them so far in the league this year.
Yeah, to go 5-0, you know, I mean, again, obviously you can't drop a much better start. Going through again tonight with the adversity and just a different feeling, you know. It's good we got going there and woke up a little bit. Again, I didn't think it was our best game, but a lot of that goes to Fairbanks. That's a good hockey team that plays with a lot of pace. So, huge shot block, too. You see Fry block that shot early, the ultimate sacrifice, and he made it back. It was good to see him back. But it's a good start, but it's behind us. It's already over. The guys are probably back from ringing the bell at this point, so they need to go through their typical post-game and in terms of taking care of their bodies with cold tubs and rolling out and bikes and flushing. Because, again, I think if we're not better tomorrow night, we don't have that outcome. So we don't want to go to 5-1 and learn a lesson that way. We want to keep it going and get to 6-0 tomorrow night.
All right, Damon. Thanks for doing this post-game.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And I appreciate the crowd again. Another great crowd. I didn't get to see a ton of the Pink in the Rink festivities. But, again, it's a very big weekend for the Sioux community and our program. Yep. So we appreciate the great support.
Yeah, you had 2,500 people in the building tonight. And you got Dancing with the Stars that packs them in down at the casino every year. That's for hospice. And you got the Eagles playing at home, and you got high school football going on, and downtown trick-or-treating. 2,500 is pretty darn good here tonight.
Yeah, busy weekend in the Sioux for sure. I wish there was a way we could coordinate everybody, but it goes to show what a special community you have. Like you mentioned, the Dancing with the Stars is a great event. It raises a lot of money for our town once again. So you look at what a special, close community is, and it's really nice to be a part of that.
All right, Damon Witten joining us post-game. We thank him here, and tomorrow night you'll hear from Damon pre-game when the Lakers take on the Nanooks in game number 2 this weekend. They get her done here tonight, a shorthanded goal by Diego Cuglietta winning this hockey game tonight.